You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, there's been a broad show of bipartisanship between Australia's politicians over how the crisis should be handled. But when it comes to the opening of schools, the gloves are now well and truly off. Despite pressure from the Morrison government, Victoria has been sticking to its policy of keeping schools open, but strongly urging parents to keep their children away if they can learn from home. Appearing on the ABC's Insiders program, Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan put aside any cross-party niceties with his attack on the Victorian Premier.
The question to Dan Andrews is, sure, take a sledgehammer to defeating the coronavirus, but why are you taking a sledgehammer also to your school system when Mark McGowan in Western Australia, when Michael Gunner in the Northern Territory, when Stephen Marshall in South Australia have taken a sledgehammer to the coronavirus but haven't to their education system?
It was a clear departure from the Prime Minister's recent reassurance to parents that they should listen to state leaders when it comes to schools. Dan Tehan now says they should heed the medical advice, saying they're safe for children, and he accused the Victorian Premier of a lack of leadership.
You know where the impact is being felt? On the most vulnerable children. On those children from low socioeconomic backgrounds, Indigenous children, rural and remote students, students with a disability, they're the ones being impacted on this.
But it wasn't long after Dan Tehan's Sunday morning outburst that Victorian Health Minister Jenny Markakos stepped up to reveal that one of Victoria's 13 new COVID-19 cases was a teacher at a school in Melbourne's north.
I'm sure that Dan Tehan would have liked to have had that knowledge that the Premier has had, that I have had, that our Education Minister has had before making those remarks earlier today. Victorians understand, you know, who's been leading the effort in Victoria to keep them safe, to suppress the number of cases that we're seeing of coronavirus in Victoria, and that's certainly not been Dan Tehan.
Meadow Glen Primary School in the suburb of Epping will close for the next 3 days for deep cleaning. Opposition education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek says parents should listen to their state leaders.
And this morning we saw the Federal Education Minister sending the most confusing messages to parents about sending their kids to school, saying that they should do so immediately. This is a very difficult and stressful time for families. Families are doing the very best they can in extraordinary, unprecedented circumstances. And to have a big political fight between the states and the Commonwealth when it comes to schooling is the very last thing they need.
A message that seemed to be heeded by Mr. Tehan, who later issued a statement withdrawing his comments, saying he had, born out of frustration at the lack of in-class learning, overstepped the mark in questioning Premier Andrews' leadership. I will continue working constructively with my state counterparts as they run their state school systems, he said, to support them with the best medical and education expert advice. Suspecting Prime Minister Scott Morrison may have had a word in the Education Minister's ear, Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has welcomed Mr. Tehan's apology, given the importance of preserving state and federal cooperation.
Because working together is crucial at this point in time. If you have a look at Australia and you compare it to other federations across the world, the working together, the harmony, the putting aside of politics has been outstanding in this country. And you compare it to what's occurred in the United States, which has been totally the opposite. We have had outstanding results. They've had awful results. And you can see that working together actually bears fruit.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy says there is no argument among health professionals. Schools are safe for children. But each state has its own approach when it comes to reopening them completely and how it will affect the wider community.
There are differences. There are differences, other differences across the nation, but in general, they're at the margins. And schools, clearly, the National Cabinet has taken a consistent view that they want to get schools open for face-to-face learning as soon as possible, but bring with them the parents and the teachers who have still got residual anxiety.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.